Medlars.
Good morning, Mr. President. Good morning, Council. We have three items on the agenda. First one is the South Coast Library, and I'm very pleased to see that we have extended our good project streak with the libraries. You know, we completed the Milton Library bulkheading project in the last this fiscal year, and now we have a second one we're completing, which is the South Coastal Library, and that was a very challenging project. It got bid out a couple of times, had to be redesigned. We had some fire marshal issues at the last minute. Roof panels had to be detached from the building, then deleted from the project. We ended up with a credit change order initially for the material on the roof panels that predates our two new council members. Then we had a partial change order which gave us a partial labor credit for that, which we used to enhance the paving system. The last one now we're closing out with the final credit for the labor and some extensions of some planter watering and pot watering. So all the requests from the library team have been honored to date on the South Coastal Reading Garden. It is not 100% what everybody wanted with the roof panels, but I think we strengthened the roof. The suspension works well for the fans and the lights, and I think everybody is pretty happy. I have seen the project once. It's pretty nice. So we do have a closeout and an acceptance, and we're still under $200,000. It's like sometimes, you know, like this was a very tricky procurement, Mr. President, and in the end, the projects don't have to be really big to be difficult.
You have a motion, sir?
We do have a motion. So let me try to find it. Here we go. Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, the change order number 3 for contract L19-03 South Coastal Library Reading Garden be approved, decreasing the contract amount by $1,269.69 for a new total of $193,518.31, and that substantial completion be granted effective February 12, 2019, and any held retainage be released in accordance with the contract documents. How much money total?
How much money did you just tell me?
$193,000.
I thought you said
$193,518.
$193,518. What's that for?
That was for the South Coastal
add-on
library reading garden.
No, it was a it was redoing it. It wasn't added on. We had to fix where some mortar was getting the building, that kind of stuff.
That's remodeling, fixing up, right?
Yeah, that there's some significant improvements, Councilman. You know, like we have improved drainage, we have ADA access. These are two things we didn't have before. Now we do have more light. We have better lighting. We have ceiling fans. We have an improved pergola structure. We have a slightly enlarged paver section. So it was two compliance issues. We really needed drainage and ADA, and then we have the rest.
For ceiling fans?
No. The main thing is, you may recall, the whole thing started because we had water running right to the building during heavy rains, okay, and we did not have ADA access to the reading garden. So two things needed to be done. That was really the bulk of the effort. All the other things, there were small add-ons, and I have to say, it worked. The library staff worked really well with our staff. Mr. DiGiuseppe Cina worked with all the librarians, and I think in the end it was a successful project.
Thanks. Any more questions, Mr. Wilson?
Is this part of salary you're talking about? You start staff, one staff works good for the other. Are they volunteers or are they paid, right?
They're all paid. But keep in mind, construction never works on an 8:30 to 4:30 schedule.
The only thing I'm trying to figure out is we're having referendum for a school. I kind of want to know what we're paying our teachers or our librarians.
This has got nothing to do with library pay. This is only structure. This is only works in the building there.
I thought he was saying something about librarians.
No, it's a librarian, but not about librarian.
Did you say something about librarian?
The library staff and our staff really worked well together, Councilman, so that's what I said. Okay. It has nothing to do with salaries.
Okay.
Okay. Raise your counsel.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Motion carried. Next, sir.
So you may recall that we have two large spray irrigation plants which use agricultural type center pivot rigs for the application of the treated effluent. So the one at the inland base dates back to the 1990s, so these rigs have been around for a long time. They're beyond their reasonable life expectancy. We have frequent repairs, especially on the two large ones. So in this year's budget was the replacement of the three oldest irrigation rigs. So once we really got into the documentation between the division director, Mr. Tenefoss, and myself, made a determination that the two largest rigs require a full replacement. So the bid was structured to have a full replacement with an alternate bid item allowing us using some of the components of these two rigs to refurbish the third rig. So we had a bid for the full replacement of the third rig and that refurbishment item. And that third one is also targeted for a conversion to a fixed head system in the not so distant future as part of our overall comprehensive evaluation of the inland base facility. So it makes the most sense to take the bid of the two replacements and to take the alternate bid for the refurbishment. We had a pretty good penetration of this. We reached a lot of contractors. We had 7 people attend the pre-bid, got 3 bids in, and the bids are closely clustered, and we are happy with the low bidder, and we would have a recommendation for the and we're within budget.
You have a motion?
All 3 good things.
That's a good thing.
Has this irrigation broke down anywhere?
It's broken down a few times, and it has a lot to do with the equipment life, but also do with weather conditions, Councilman. So it's a combination of things, but we've certainly exceeded the life expectancy of the facility, of the two rigs. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department at contract 19-21, Inland Base Regional Wastewater Facility Irrigation Rig Replacement, be awarded to Sussex Irrigation for their base bid A1 and A2 of $121,200 and alternate bid item B1 amount of $4,860 for a total bid amount of $126,060.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions?
I got it.
Mr. Burton, that's a question first. I'll come back to you. Mr. Burton.
Hans, I just looked on the bid, and one was to repair the one was $10,000, and the other one was $5,000. Is there a difference for that big swing?
I think it has to do with the availability of the parts, whether they're familiar with this particular rig. You see, like, we have different companies representing different manufacturers. So if you're giving us a price for a new bid of, let's say, manufacturer X, but the rig you're repairing is manufacturer X and you're supplying Y, that means you have to sort of procure the parts differently, have different labor considerations. So it made sense that the bids on the repair would have been different based on who is actually doing the repair. So I was not surprised to see that.
So you're not just stealing parts. You're
no, there's part replace. There's certain parts get reused, but there's also some other parts which have to be replaced to make it a whole functional system.
Okay.
But it's a very good repair price. I mean, we're very pleased with the number.
Okay. Mr. Wilson.
How many towers is this? 126,000.
Two new ones and one refurbished or repaired.
So how many towers? How many towers long is it?
That's a good question. I don't want to answer the question because I would be guessing.
Fair answer.
I know I put a sick tower in by $100,000.
I will get you the, I want to say it's more than 6,000. Pretty sure it's more than 6,000, but I'll get you the answer.
Any more questions?
I just want to make a quick comment. Councilman Hudson and I had an opportunity to go down with Hans and tour the South Coastal facility, and I was very impressed with the technology and the professionalism that we saw there and the cleanliness of the plant. And, flushing the toilet is something we all take for granted, but there's a lot that goes into making sure that it works and it works well. And so I appreciate the time showing us the facility.
I concur.
Mr. Hudson. Any more questions? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Abigail, Mr. Gary. Next, sir.
The next one has to do with the property site maintenance. Remember, we broke that big down, no, you probably don't. We broke the bid down in the western part and the eastern Sussex maintenance. The eastern Sussex maintenance was a very thorny subject. I appeared before council 3 times. In the end, we were not able to get this awarded. It's back out to bid. Western Sussex, on the other hand, worked really well. The contractor is excellent. We have really good work. And he has actually last year voluntarily conducted a 2-week cut cycle versus the required 3-week cut cycle. He did come to us requesting an increase in the price to reflect this. We are in concurrence that the cut cycle at the park, that is, should be a 2-week cycle versus a 3-week cycle. In addition, he had, Mr. Betts had previously approached me and requested prior to the events for the park a cleanup of the trailhead as well as a dumpster. So I had previously already authorized the dumpster. He has now recently submitted to us the expected labor costs associated with it. It was a one-time expense, which was just slightly over $1,500. So I think anybody who's been out to the facility can attest to, we have a very good contractor. He does a great job at the Kinsella project, the dredging site, and the Woodland Park site. So, for the record, I think for not having a parks department, our park looks pretty good.
It does. It does. They're doing a good job. They're doing a good job. You have a motion?
Yes, we do have a motion. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that change order number 1 for the Western Sussex County property maintenance be approved, increasing the contract amount by $5,100 for a new total of $14,800, and authorizing the engineering department to approve the yearly contracts of $13,300 through 2020. That is a discretionary authority given to the engineering department based on performance, and it was in the original award.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second,
Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Oh, yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Mr. President.
Thank you. Mr. Ashman.
Good morning,
sir.
I get to do something different this morning for us to change. This is for an expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District in our Long Neck area. It includes all remaining parcels within the Sherwood Forest subdivision and miscellaneous parcels along Bay Farm Road. The engineering department received requests from property owners interested in having the county extend sewer service for over the past several years. In response, we sent out a polling letter on March 15th of 2018. And based on slow responses, we sent out a second letter trying to actually determine their interest. And that letter went out on May 9th. And still, it's still been a sort of a trickle in of these letters and requests. And their polling letter was asking, yes, they would like to be included in the sewer district, or no, they would not like to be included. The results of the poll to date show 67 parcels in support and 53 opposed. That's 40% of those polled are in favor and 32% are opposed. And there was a total of 167 parcels, and 120 of those have responded to date. The engineering department would like to request at this time permission to prepare and post notices for a public hearing on the annexation. That would be an off-site public hearing just due to the massive size, sure. Potential massive size. I guess we never know if we're getting 2 or 200. So at this point in time, we'd like to prepare and post our notices, get them out there, get it advertised, and hold the public hearing.
You have a motion?
I do. Be it.
Wait a minute, Richard.
I think we should add one thing. When we do the public hearing, we will then talk about the expected costs. So that's why we don't mention it here, but we base it on previous experiences, what we expect for the funding to be. So that will be made public, and then when we come back with the results from the public hearing, we will report back on how the response was to the expected annual cost.
Now, you have a motion, sir. Thank you.
Be it moved by Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the Sherwood Forest North expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District to include parcels within the Sherwood Forest North subdivision and miscellaneous parcels along Bay Farm Road as presented on March 12, 2019.
Pleasure, counsel.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions?
I do have a question.
Burton.
Do the parcels that are green, right?
Parcels that are green are currently served and in our district. And there was infrastructure installed along Bay Farm Road several years ago, but those people were not required to connect. It was installed as another project. So most of those along Bay Farm Road already have service and will be able to connect as soon as they're annexed, really, if they want to. Another part of this is you see a Tux Road over there to the left. We actually have that in our, they are not served yet, but we have that on our project list. So we're trying to combine the Tux Road project and possibly this one at the same time.
Mr. Riley, got a question?
So when it's determined to move forward, you're essentially polling the residents there. Is it by parcel or by the number of people living in the home? Does everyone get a vote, or is it just one?
When we do a polling letter, it is strictly by parcel.
And in the final decision to move forward, is that based on everyone gets a vote, or is it just one vote per parcel?
It's based on U5. This will just be an annexation. Once we hold the public hearing, find out the interest, we'll come back. You know, if we hear get out, we'll probably come back and tell you no, but, you know, we think there's a pretty strong support for it. Then we'll come back and it'll be a decision by council to annex the project or not.
Just wanted to be clear on how that process works.
Don't you think we ought to give them an estimate how much they think it's going to cost, how much we think it's going to cost?
That's what we do at the public hearing, so that they know whether to tell us to go away or stick around.
Right. More questions? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Burton?
Yes.
Obvious motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Old business.